Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Welcome to Horror Not Waste. It's a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. We're off to a good start, Ian. I hit the button early.
Woo!
No, this is going to be one of those nights because we have two films to review tonight. Both picked at random, but both share very similar themes, and it's... Man, our Halloween grab bag marathon's off to a fucking running start with this with these tonight. But how you been, sir? It's been a week. Everything good on your end? Things getting any better? Still shitty?
Things are all right. It's just kind of still been a long week, but it's mostly just work, being kind of busy. Somebody got caught stealing a bunch of alcohol while they were on the clock, so a bunch of schedules got changed. So that's fun.
Yeah, people are idiots. But oh well,
yeah.
That's the world. That's the way of the world. They're idiots. But yeah, same thing. I got a splinter, and I tried to get it out, and half of it's still lodged in my finger. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, like people saying, yeah, just cut it out. Like, I know I should just cut it out, but I just don't feel like dealing with a healing over a cut and all that shit. And it's one thing after another, honestly. I mean, honestly, like the whole world's going to end over a splinter. Like, hey, it's not that. I mean, I know someone that had a splinter and they had to remove their whole bottom leg over a wood splinter. I was like, I don't want to lose a finger, you know? So I'm trying to figure that shit out. And yes, it's going to be a vulgar show, because I think that's the only way to do this show tonight is just throw out profanity. So be ready, everyone. It's going to be one of those shows. I think it's warranted, especially with our second film. It might be even our first film. I don't know, because I'm in a mood, but I think we should save that one because we don't want to start off with what could be something fun with our review of the second film. But our Halloween grab bag marathon continues tonight in preparation for, guess what, Ian? It's episode 200 next week. So we got episode 200 next week with the review of Zombieland and whatever else I can figure out. It might be a Boneyard review. I don't know. I have to do something because we have to keep it up with the grab bag marathon. So it has to be something Halloween related to go with alongside Zombieland, so I'm going to have to scour and try to find something. It was going to be a listener's choice, but things have been too hectic, and I just haven't had time. So we'll do that eventually. It's been like 2 years. I've been trying to do it, but things, like I said, scheduling and trying to find stuff and put things together, and it's just not working out. So I kind of regret not having something planned for 200, but I'll work on it, and we'll have something special. So let's get into our first film. Both films are UK, London, England films. The first film we have is Pumpkins. Pumpkins is interesting. I say that a lot, but this one, I mean, the idea is there. I liked the idea of everything. I liked what they were doing, but it just, let's get into it. So, Pumpkins, we're introduced to, we don't even really get her name really, but you have to, until the, like, the credits. Her name's Shelley, and she lives with her uncle. And I'm not even sure the uncle's name. It's just uncle. Even in the credits, it's just uncle. And they live out, you know, in the middle of the wood. You know, just, you know, a lot of land they own. They own a lot of land. And uncle is, they're, you know, they're farmers. But they take specialty in pumpkins and, you know, like gardening and all that stuff. And there's these two sort of hooligans coming up to the farmhouse, and they don't like Uncle, and they call him a pumpkin fucker, and do all kinds of mean stuff to him, throwing eggs at the house. And there's, I guess there's something off with Uncle. Like, I don't know if it's actually the condition of the person, because again, after the end of the movie, there is an memoriam for him, so he did pass away. So I'm assuming there might have been a health issue with him beforehand. If not, it seemed like there was, the way he was acting. But he did fairly well, if he did have a health issue. If not, my bad. But it's the way he was acting in the film, you know, where he was sort of, you know, sort of challenged in a sense. He had that mentality. It could be acting, could be nothing. But one night they decide to take matters into their own hands, the hooligans, to get revenge. Like, oh, we'll get him when there's, you know, he doesn't see it coming. And they go back, and Uncle, this he's going out to fertilize the pumpkins, and he, I guess, has a heart attack or some kind of stroke or something, and he falls into the pumpkin patch right outside the house, and the fertilizer seeps into the ground, into the pumpkins, and then proceeds to turn him into a pumpkin man. Whereas, you know, it's a very interesting concept. I like that. Like I said, the idea is good. I like the idea that the fertilizer, you know, just like turns the pumpkins and all the roots and everything, and just transforms him into this giant, you know, man with a pumpkin face. And the mask or the pumpkin face or whatever, it looks cool. I like the mask of it. It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And they don't really, like, they show it at the very beginning, but then they do their best to hide it as the film goes on, which is a very odd choice. After a while, like, they already showed it. Like, why are you trying to hide it by tree branches and trees and leaves and all that stuff, and keeping it behind, you know, like, just the body, just the figure of the body. And then so Shelley decides, you know, like, he turns into the pumpkin man. I'm going to call him Uncle Pumpkin. So Uncle Pumpkin now. So he's Uncle Pumpkin, and he kills one hooligan, and then all of a sudden his Shelley decides to stab the other guy apparently in the ass, because his butt is red, covered in blood.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like she stabbed him in the side. Like, I can understand that, but no, it's like right in the ass.
Yeah, and he was like coughing up blood. I didn't understand that part.
Yeah. So there's something missing there. We're like, where exactly did you stab him at? And apparently she just decides, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna kill people. Like, for no fucking reason, like, my uncle, I got Uncle Pumpkin now. I'm going around toting a shotgun, and we're just going to kill people on our land. And that's the basis of the movie. And so we're introduced to our other characters, which is a survivalist weekend camping thing, where it's two, like, coaches or trainers and a band of, you know, like, again, survivalist people. So we have, like, Jen, Macy, Tommy, I think Sam is another one. And then there's, like, a group of people in this survivalist thing. And so they just go into the woods, and they just camp. You know, nothing major. And then Uncle Pumpkin comes in there, starts killing them off, and then there's a lot of nothing throughout the rest of the film. And that's the one thing about this film. There's nothing to it. And they have the idea, like, Uncle Pumpkin's awesome, and then they introduce this thing where, like, he's able to, like, I guess he's able to control pumpkins? So it's like, of course, it's very low budget, and there's not a lot of gore. I mean, there is, like, an arm dismembered, and, of course, like, the blood on the ass, and it's just, like, blood smear. And then there is one part, I think it's this one. I could be confusing it with the other, but I'm pretty sure it's this one. There's a scene where, like, he's stabbing a person, and it's the CG blood on the screen coming up. And then, like, it's, like, hitting the screen and everything, and, like, his suit, his track suit or whatever he's wearing, is not covered in blood at all. And then later on, very short moment, they actually use real blood. Like, not real blood, but, like, actual blood spray, you know, coming up. And, like, why didn't you do that before? Why? It was there, the budget, of course, probably. But it was, like, very inconsistent there with what they were trying to do. So, anyway, he's able – the pumpkins have a mind of their own, apparently. You don't see it. It's like, point of view of the pumpkin. So it's, like, you know, leg point of view of the pumpkin going through and attacking people in the woods. And, like, it bites a dude the – what's his name? Tommy's fingers off. And then, like, Sam, the one that's, like, away from the group trying to run and get help, call the police. No one's believing her that there's dead bodies with their heads chopped off in the tent. And so it's like we have all this, like, they're trespassing. Okay, I get it. They're, you know, apparently they're trespassing, even though I'm assuming you'd sort of have to get permission to do that in the first place, but who knows. It's a big wood, whatever. And then the whole film goes to a fucking what the hell where they go to a pub and then Pumpkin Man's just, you know, Uncle Pumpkin's just killing people at the pub. And it's like, it's not on their property, right? It's like, is the pub part of their property land too? Like, I would assume not because it's a separate entity, but then he just goes around killing people at the pub. And then there's, like, all kinds of things that just does not fucking add up. And it's like the idea is there, and it's a short watch. I think it was like 78 minutes. It was a very short watch, thankfully. But it's like nothing happens. Like, they have the idea, and, like, I would assume, you know, like Uncle Pumpkin, he looked cool. I mean, he was an interesting killer. And then you introduce the killer pumpkins that hardly do anything except for, like, one or two scenes, again, with the Tommy's fingers and all that. But then the rest of the movie, it's just them doing nothing. It's just, you know, it's like slash. It's like normal slasher trope, like a bunch of, you know, walking around doing nothing, people having sex, blah blah blah. But there's not even any of that, and we don't even, you know, justification for anything at the end. It just ends as the story is like ramping up. Like, what are you gonna do? Nothing. It just ends. You know, not really to spoil anything, but there's nothing. There's no conclusion. It's just here you go. End thoughts.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Mostly, like, what? Why? But no, like, I like how that girl, when she, you know, she set the gun down and pulled out a knife, and I was like, oh, okay. And I just, it was just so fast and so sudden, and like, she wasn't freaked out that her uncle was a killer pumpkin. Plus, what the hell was up with all of those looks that she was giving him? Like, every time, like, she's always, like, made a little pose when she was holding the gun, like, making, like, a little duck face every once in a while. I was like, what are you doing? Why? Honestly, I was like, is there, like, something going on in this little family? Like, I don't know. But I think the uncle had some, you know, special needs. I mean, probably from all the chemicals that he put in those plants. I mean, if it seeps into the ground and turns neon green, it's probably not something safe.
Yeah, and like all of a sudden the pumpkins turn now. I mean, after you've used that chemical so long, like what? Why the hell did it work this time instead of not previous times? I mean, of course, it's a movie. You know, like turn your brain off, but it's like it just doesn't make, it doesn't add up to like his life, or I guess his life went into the pumpkins because he loved his pumpkins and he wanted to go out and eat beside his pumpkins and all that stuff. It just didn't, you know. Of course, that's probably what happened. But there's just, like, a lot of stuff where it's just, like, this just happened for some reason, you know, to get to this point. And, like, it just doesn't make sense for, like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to kill now. And my uncle has, you know, he's taller and he has a pumpkin face now. And apparently he's able to control pumpkins, even though I don't know if she knows that yet. But it's just weird. It's just, like, it's an odd choice, nonetheless. And, of course, like, just like people, you know, oh, we're going to kill people on our land. Like, why? Like, couldn't you just, like, ask questions? Like, do you have a reason here? You know, of course, it's a movie. And then the whole pub shit at the end is like, what the hell? You know, why are you going after people in a pub? Is it just because it's the people that was in your land, you know, on your property first, and you're just going to kill until you kill them? And then, like, again, like I said, just no resolution. Like, the one girl, you know, Tommy and all the other ones just like, oh yeah, like no, there's nothing, there's no resolution, we're just going to leave it here. And then it like sort of sets off for like a sequel, I guess, in a sense, where like it's going to continue on the Wrath of Uncle Pumpkin, because it has like a monologue by the Shelley, and she gives this monologue, it's going to be one of those days or something like that, where it's going to be, if, you know, it's just a weird, you know, little monologue after everything, like, and then the after credit scene. So it does continue on, you know, spoilers, really, who cares? It's not like you really, was it, really. But I mean, like I said, I like the idea. I like Uncle Pumpkin. I like the look of it. I like that he's able to apparently control or, they have a mind of their own, going around sort of, you know, like killer pumpkins, like killer tomatoes, you know. But there's just like there's like nothing. There's all this filler that has nothing to do, you know, just like it's character development, but the characters aren't really that developed, and they're just killed like instantaneously. Like the two survivalist counselors, they're killed easily. And then you got the couple, after the intro credits, they're killed. The hooligans are killed. So we're just left down to Jen, Macy, and Tommy, and then the bar patrons. And then they're just going around. They're making, like, quips and everything. Like, no one's believing Sam either. Like, why won't you believe me? There's people who's dead. And they're just, like, shoving it off. Like, oh, yeah, she's a crazy bitch. You know, of course, that's normal.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, that's normal in a movie. But it just felt like they didn't even care. Like, ah, fuck it. You know, whatever, she's crazy. Like, why would a random person just say, oh, yeah, people dead, we need to get out of here. Like, we need to call the police. Ah, fuck you. You know, who fucking cares?
Right.
Yeah.
I would have been so pissed.
Like, it's just so random. Like, why would, you know, it's a movie, but whatever. I took over your spot, and there's just, again, there's a lot of things wrong with this, but there's, like, the idea is there. Like, it was... just bad execution. Again, it's budget, it's limitations and everything. And I know they tried to work around it with, like, the point of view of the pumpkins, and they didn't want to do too much with Uncle Pumpkin. But it's like, there's, like, parts of it that just didn't really add up, like, you know, like killing people in the pub. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, they're not on your property, so why are you going after them? It doesn't make sense. But go on, finish, you know, if you have anything else to say, finish what you're saying, Ian.
Oh, like, I was going to, you know, say, you know, those survivalists aren't very good. that, and, I mean, what was, like, I was just like, really? When they're like, did you drink enough water? Are you sure you saw a headless corpse? Or are you just thirsty? I'm thinking you're just thirsty.
Yeah.
What?
You want to eat?
I was like, one.
Make pumpkin soup. Why don't you go over here with Tommy and make pumpkin soup?
Yeah, I didn't understand why he was pulling the guts of the pumpkin out after he had already carved it. I was like, I think, did you not cut the top off first? I was like, is that not what they do over there in Scotland or Ireland, wherever it's at? I forgot.
I think it was England. I think, I don't know. It's somewhere over there.
But, oh my God. I was just like, what is going on? I did like the pumpkins. I was kind of hoping, like, he would turn, like, the pumpkins and, like, he could, like, form those pumpkins into something. Kind of hoping to see, like, I don't know, them actually, like, attacking people. I thought they would, but I understand, low budget. They couldn't really do it other than, like, off-screen.
Yeah, and I assume they didn't want to make it, like, campy, like throwing a pumpkin at somebody and having them act like they're being attacked. Because they do keep a serious tone with the film. So I assume that's the case, where, like, it just wouldn't be the way the film would want it to work. They would be like, oh, that's tongue-in-cheek, that's stupid. Even though the whole film has moments like that where it's stupid to begin with. But
exactly.
It's just like, again, you could have had, like a little hand puppet pumpkin maybe, but again, or just something. I mean, where it could have worked, but again, that would be like Killer Tomatoes sequels, where it actually did something like that. So they don't want to go that route.
Yeah, they made a cartoon out of that. It's whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, like I said, the idea, that's the one thing I think me and Ian both agree on, like the idea of Uncle Pumpkin and the pumpkins, but like everything else wrapped around it was just, I mean, they tried, I guess. I mean, it at least they tried compared to what our other film is tonight. I mean, it is a slasher movie. It is. They have a good mask. They had an idea.
Is it?
With the uncle dying and coming back as a menace to people on their land. And then the weird, Shelly going around, like, kicking ass, too, for some reason. Like, yeah, we're just going to do this all of a sudden. Because she didn't seem the type. And all of a sudden, she just flipped the switch, and she's a fucking cold-blooded killer. But yeah, it's like the idea's there. They just didn't work with it. So I think I'm going to end it there, Ian, because the next one, we got a lot to talk about. Yeah, it gets worse. I mean, I think – but, yeah, that's it for Pumpkins. I mean, if you see it – I mean, like I said, the idea's there. If you're a slasher enthusiast, you're probably going to want to watch it, even though it's very slim. But there is some okay moments of, again, just people, blood coming out of their mouth and random people dying. There's like an arm being cut off. That would have been cool, though, if, like, the pumpkin, like went up to the arm and, like, the arm was attached to a pumpkin. That would have been pretty sweet. Just going around killing people, or just, like, one random, like, person going down a, like the one dude did, like the army guy.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, goes down, yeah. Like, after, just like, not him, but just like someone just going around, and then all of a sudden you see a pumpkin with an arm attached to it just like waving at you. I mean, yeah, it'd have been campy, but still, it'd have been cool.
Well, one thing I was hoping for was the fact that, like, he was just collecting heads to make, like,
mm-hmm.
a little, like a pumpkin patch, but of just people's heads. I thought that would have been neat.
That would have been awesome.
I was like, because that's what, I mean, when he took those, he made sure to take those two people's heads and was carrying that one chick's head. And I was like, ooh, maybe I'm going to get a cool little pumpkin patch of heads. No.
No, you don't get shit.
I was actually
you don't get
like,
nothing, that
would be really cool.
You get nothing and you'll like it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, you'll just get lame shit. You'll get a cool idea, but lame shit mixed in with it. You'll just see, whatever, here and there. But it's not lame. Honestly, of the two tonight, it was okay. The idea was there.
It was definitely better.
Yeah. So that's it for Pumpkins. We're going to get into our next film here. And this one, oh, God. Ian, I think this might be the worst thing we've ever watched on this for the show. I mean, there's a lot up there. I mean, there's a lot I did rants on. I mean, it's not that bad. But, like, rants is just something that comes up where I have to get it off my chest because it's terrible and I want to talk about it. This one,
right.
Because we planned this this week to review both, you know, this one and this one. And she's like, okay, this one, it takes place in a haunted attraction. It's called Scare Attraction. It sounds okay. You know, I was reading it up, like, okay, it's sort of Saw in a haunted attraction, sort of like an art. I was, like, looking at it like a, you know, when Saw came out, there's a bunch of those rip-off films, like, Are You Scared? And I was reading it, like, okay, it sounds sort of like Are You Scared? Because they're in this haunted attraction, they're tied to these chairs, and they have to tell, solve a riddle and do a truth. So it's like a sort of like a riddle and truth or dare, you know, sort of one of those ordeals, like they did with Are You Scared? They have to do stuff to the other person or to get out. Fucking hell was I wrong on this. Like, the simplest idea of this film, of this haunted attraction, the scare attraction, and people are going to go in there, and they get trapped in an escape room, and they have to solve a riddle, tell the truth, basically. Sadly, that happens 48 minutes into the fucking movie. So we and here's the thing. It's a 67-minute movie. It might say 73 minutes, but it's 67 fucking minutes. So the real point of everything takes place at the 48-minute mark. So the movie's at the very end. But sadly, here's the thing. Nothing fucking happens. So let's get into this. I have to go into this one. So it's like, this film doesn't even know what it wants to do. It's like it has the cameras for like this documentary behind the scenes footage of this scare attraction of all these people doing, you know, makeup and showing the different rooms at the beginning. And then it just kind of keeps doing that mixed in with the escape room with the people. So we have, like, I didn't even write too many names down. I just wrote down Susie and Pete. Because Susie and Pete are these high-end actors, I guess, on this. They're celebrities on this show, and they're coming to do this, I guess, PR on this scare attraction. And it's like, even before we get to that, the scare attraction itself is the worst fucking thing. Like, if you pay to go to the scare attraction, you should be fucking killed anyway. Because this is like the lamest fucking thing I've ever seen. So the very first thing you go into, I'm going to go through the whole fucking scare attraction. So we go in there, and there's a boxing match. Two people boxing. Okay, what does that have to do with the fucking scare attraction? Two people boxing. Not a fucking thing.
Exactly.
And then the next room.
Why?
And then the next room, they do a mafia standoff where, like, you come in there, they're wanting the money, they get a briefcase, the money's empty, and then there's a standoff between the gangsters, right? Like, you took our money. And so they start shooting each other and they kill each other, right? That's the second room. Like, okay, what the fuck was that? You know, I can understand something, but it's not a fucking haunted house attraction. So we go from that, I believe, until the clown room, which doesn't really do anything until later on in the movie where you actually see it happen, where apparently they send people into a dark room and a clown honks a horn and touches you or something like that. So that's the third part of the thing. And then I believe you get scared by the lady on the stairs, right? And then it's the escape room, right? I think that's it. So there's only technically, like, maybe two things, but they get to the escape room, and, like, again, it's normal escape room. You have to find a way to get out. And so I had to tell you that. I had to tell you the setup of the escape room, of the haunted house. So they do all this, and then they get set up in the escape room, and then gas leaks in, causing them all to become unclean. You know, so there's Susie, Pete, and then there's the bodyguard, I think Drake, which is head guy in charge of the agent for Susie and Pete. Then we have like the one that's showing everybody around, and so there's like five or six people in this escape room, and then they get tied to the chairs, and so they have to do the whole solve the riddle, tell the truth. There's all this stuff on the table in the middle of them. And Pete, you know, he's playing it off. He's like, oh, fuck it, 3 minutes, I'm just going to get up and walk out. The door is going to open, blah, blah, blah. He gets electrocuted to death. And so they all start telling, you know, trying to think, well, okay, we need to do this. And so they start, like, figuring, you know, like, okay, so this has something to do with this, which led to this, and then they get let go, basically, right? Not really. So, again, all this is happening. We get, like, 2 minutes of escape room shit, and then we get at least five minutes of people roaming the haunted house, the scare attraction. We have, like, people, like, again, the documentary stuff. So there's, like, a set camera. There's, like, people just, like, coming close up to it and, like, you know, like doing boo stuff. And then there's, like, again, the people goes into the watches the boxing match, and then they go to the clown room, and then they get scared by the lady on the stairs in a white gown. And it just does that over and over and over. And we have, again, like sometimes not even a minute worth of shit happening in the escape room that's the actual fucking movie. So we have all these patrons, the scare attraction goers, going through there, and no one's even going to the fucking escape room. So apparently after the scare by the lady on the stairs, they just leave. So what's the whole point? And, like, no one's even going to check. Like, oh, they're just taking their sweet-ass time in the escape room, right? I was like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And then the ending just doesn't make any fucking sense. And it just gets on your grating after a while, because all you do is see people you see the footage of, like, half this movie is people wearing a blindfold, going into a dark room, and it says, oh, there's a ghost. There's usually a ghost in here. His name's Charlie. And then they take the blindfold off, and you hear, eh, eh. And then, like, do you see him? And there's a clown off to the side. Like, yeah, I see him. And like, that's it. This is the worst fucking thing I've ever, not that I've ever watched. There's still fucking the evil one. But, my God, this is one of those things where it's just like, you took an easy idea. The execution for this was the easiest fucking thing you could have done. Like I said, it's a Saw whatever. Even an escape room that came out like last year, or this year, wasn't it? This year the escape room came out? Yeah, like that, sort of by the numbers, but it's still, they try. This one, just a bunch of people just like getting killed, and then it's just like the reveal, like, doesn't make any fucking sense. And then, like, the part where, like, the people that survived, that solved the riddle and told the truth, and they get set free, right? Because the lights go off, and then they're not there anymore. And then you see camera point of view of them running, apparently. So, like, all this other shit's happening with the money of people going to this haunted attraction, and the other actors doing their thing, and here and there, and, like, so the other people are running through the halls, and then they're getting killed, but then you have to realize, like, okay, who's fucking killing them if both the fucking killers are in the fucking escape room? You know? It doesn't make a lick of fucking sense. Ian, take it.
Yeah. Like, God. I mean, it was just, it was just so dumbfounding, like, because it was just like 1 minute it was one way, and then another minute it was another way, and I was like, what? I was just confused by like the random clowns and the videos. I was like, oh okay, so we're doing this now. And I was like, it's like, so, and they were showing that people were still going through, like you said, and I was just like, what? So I was like, so is this going on at the same time? Is this a different time? I just, and the one, you know, the person that was doing all of it had a major role in that. I'm like, are they not, like, wondering where she's at? Like, what she's doing? Are they just, like, decide to be like, oh, just fuck it. But yeah,
the people are supposed to go to the escape room. It's one of the main things. No, they just fucking leave after getting boo scared by the lady on the stairs in the dress. I'm like, okay, go on, that's it. Him and the little midget dude pushes them away. All right, that's it. Like, is this a big setup? Like, they're not doing it to the other people. Is it just for them? Like, are they in on it? Because, like, they run out. Like, let's shut the door. Let's trap them in. And then trap them in, right? And then, like, that's it. Like, even show the other people that's, like, supposedly watching over it. And they were gassed. Apparently, they were gassed too, right? So, apparently, she had them gassed. But, like, they woke up. And, like, they're still – it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, and the girl got gassed too.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody was in that room. Did she just fake pass out? And, like, I don't fucking know, dude. And I don't, like I said, message you. I did not see everybody escape. I tried. I set my phone down for a minute to grab a drink. And then I came back and I was like, oh, they're all running out the door. And I kept like rewinding it and I was like, what the fuck? Like I could not find them escaping of like
no,
how they all got away.
They got killed. They got killed after they left the room. They got killed.
Yeah.
And like the first two I can see being, you know, killed because the other guy's gone, right? So it makes sense. You know, like, okay, so he's doing this. But then when both of them are in there and the other one gets out, and then, like, okay, then who's doing this then? Like, why is it cutting to this? If both of them are in the room, who the fuck's killing this person? Like, who? It just does not make any sense. And it was just, oh, my God, it was just, like, the boring. At least it was 67 minutes. I will say that, but it was the most fucking hellacious 67 minutes of my life. Sitting there just watching. It was like insanity, watching the same thing, you know, having to repeat over and over, you know. Because all they did was, like, close up to this person coming into the camera, and then they cut to the fucking clown in the Charlie room, and then the lady screaming on the stairs, and then just, like, over and over and over, like, oh, my God, this is killing me. And it was the fucking, oh, my God. It's like, and then, again, like, the haunted house itself, like, if they had something cool, like, cool, whatever. I mean, it was a haunted attraction, but no. This is like the worst fucking haunted attraction in existence. I mean, honestly.
Like, people go to, yeah, and it was like, Fight Club? It's like, this is just a boxing match. This ain't Fight Club. Fight Club.
And then they do the Rocky,
like,
ending at the end of it, too. Like, this guy, you know, these two are like undefeated. Well, not really undefeated, because he says, oh, he had 29 knockouts, 36 matches, and they're saying undefeated champion. Like, no, he doesn't. That doesn't make him undefeated at all, you know. I mean, yeah, they're at the top of their game. But it's just, like, the whole thing doesn't make any fucking sense. And then, like, again, there's, like, no payoff. Like, there's still – even the first one when Pete and the celebrities go through there, they're still boxing. They don't do the Rocky ending where, like, they stop and punching each other at a certain, you know, point. They still fought. And it just, and then all of a sudden, now they change ideas. Like, hey, let's do the Rocky ending, you know, where they're about to punch each other and it stops. And it's just like, and then the mafia room, like, they never go back to the mafia room. It's always them just like, you know, like, there's the one part where, like, they're still doing all the things with Susie and Pete. And then, like, after they do the mafia room or the clown room, you know, it's the mafia room, like, they start picking up boxing gloves. Like, all right, the boxing, let's do this. Like, shouldn't that have been the... Isn't this wrong? I mean, you know, is this part out of sequence? Like, why would you pick up boxing gloves if you already did that the very first thing, and then you did the mafia room? And then, like, why would you pick up boxing gloves? It just doesn't make any fucking sense. This movie's fucking a mess. It is probably the worst thing we've watched on this show so far to review.
Yeah. Like, it was, like, nothing to the film.
No.
I'm glad I watched that one first, because I probably would have fallen asleep again. Because, I mean, it was so boring. It was just nothing to it. And they cut away from the main characters, like, every five seconds.
Like I said, this, honestly, both films should have, that's the one thing I forgot to mention about Pumpkins. It should have been a short film. because it would have made more sense as a short film. Because you had the idea of the Pumpkin Man coming back, and then he introduces, you know, kills a few people, and then introduces the killer pumpkins. It would have been a great, like, 40, 50-minute short film. And this one, if they didn't pad it out, it probably would have been, like, 20 minutes in the escape room and everything. Just like the introducing the people, like, if they didn't have the cuts of the other attraction goers going in and out of this room and being scared by the woman on the stairs and all that other stuff. I mean, it wouldn't have retched an hour at all. So they had to pad it out the best they could. And my God, did they ever, with like random shit that no internal and no point to the story. And like, they don't even, like I said, like the people don't even care. Like, oh, what, shouldn't they be going to the escape room? Like, why do they do it one at a time now? Like, everything's one at a time. Shouldn't it have been, like, a group, like the first set of people, you know? Because he did that all in group. Shouldn't it be, like, a group of people in the escape room and a group of people in the mafia thing? No, it's, like, one person at a time getting scared. Like, what's the – and then it's just, like, fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that and, like, everybody knew – like, a lot of people probably knew where all these people were, too.
Yeah.
Like, did nobody go look for them? They've been missing for about a couple of days. We all know that the last place that they went to was this haunted house attraction. Like,
yeah, like they're posting it on social media and everything. Like, take a picture, do this, you get extra money, bed and breakfast, all that stuff. And so it makes sense. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, okay, apparently her and this person just hate her for some reason. For some fucking reason, I don't know. It didn't make sense. I mean, I'm sure it's there, but the point didn't make it across on screen because they had to intercut so many fucking people going in and out of fucking dark room blindfold and hearing a fucking
it was getting on my nerves.
Bell noise. Come on, yo, this is Charlie. Oh, you see Charlie?
Honestly, I got to a point where I just started skipping every time it went away from the main storyline. Because I was like, there's no sense in it. I was like, okay,
no.
They're just going to show this, and they're not going to do anything with it. I was like, this is literally just filler. Like, pointless, pointless filler. So I just skipped a few times just to, because one, I was running kind of behind, but I was like, I'm not losing any of the story.
Yeah, they're not missing. This is one of those films. We don't seek this out unless you really want a bad time. I mean, there's go watch Haunt. At least Haunt was something, you know. At least Haunt was fun in a sense, even though it you know, tried something different, even though it was about the same people getting attacked. But at least it tried. I mean, fucking watch Are You Scared? Are You Scared Too? I mean, those movies suck, but at least they fucking something else besides this. I mean, honestly, this is like one of, again, I said it before, I'll say it again, one of the worst things I've watched for this show.
And this isn't the typical, like, it's the worst film, but on purpose. This actually tries to take itself seriously, and I think that's what makes it so, like, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Is that it tries to take itself so seriously, and it's like, it's like, if you guys just made it stupid, I mean, that would have been more, a little bit more understandable, but like, it was just, I don't know, it was just bad.
Yeah, and another thing, the bodyguard, all right, not, I'm saying, well, fuck it, the bodyguard's in on it, right? So he's with them at the, you know, for the when they enter, but then when they're shooting the scene, behind the scenes footage at the beginning of the film, and like he pops out in full gear, like how did he just run as fast as he could to get to them again? Like, it's just a lot of things. You're like, oh, this would be cool if they did this, and he would pop out here, and they would question this because, hey, it's a mysterious figure popping out, like when they're going to the clown room, and like, should he be with them because he's the bodyguard? So there's like all this stuff that just doesn't make fucking sense. Ugh.
And I want to know how they selected these people. I don't know if it said because I was so bored out of my mind. But like, you know, it's just,
Ian, don't think about it. Just don't. There's no reason.
I'm just going to assume that there was a behind the scenes, a third person that we never got introduced to.
Yeah, so that's it for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening.